Hey, welcome back everyone to the Reflex Blues Show. I'm your host Donovan Papiri, recording live from the AIGA National Conference 2017. And I don't think there's a theme or anything. I think it's just AIGA National Conference 2017, Connect. Which is, oh, it's Connect.
Connect, it's all about connecting people, connecting designers with one another.
Oh, I just noticed the banners didn't just actually had the conference name. I've never seen that before. Well, I'm here at the Nina Paper booth recording. I've got Dallas Franklin from Nina. Dallas, how are you doing at this today?
I'm great. We're so excited to be here.
And you've been here since you kicked off, so it's not there's not as mad of a rush now because they actually opened this up earlier today. Is that what I hear?
Yes, we had our first shift at lunch, and everyone was thrilled to get some new Nina paper samples. And they came by and saw Dan, Dapper Dan, our paper mannequin man.
Yeah, he's back. And I think by the end of this weekend, I'm going to steal that red paper jacket and wear it around.
This is his encore performance in Minneapolis. He was in Chicago in May, and so he's back, and he's excited to talk to designers again.
Well, what's new in the paper world in the last 4 months since we saw you at the last conference? Like, what's the new push?
The new push is all of our exciting colors and textures. So we have Touché, which is our new swatch book.
Touché.
It's soft touch, so it feels like velvet. It has that really soft touch and feel. So we'd love for designers to come by and pick up a new swatch book and touch and feel it.
And is that on a digital or is that on a press or how does that work?
It's not offered in digital, and it's interesting because once you add a digital coating to the sheet, it takes away that soft touch. So it really is best for offset and foiling and embossing, but it's really beautiful and perfect for your higher end projects.
All right, well, we'll follow up with you later in the week and see how it's going, but thanks a lot, and everything looks great here.
Thanks, Donovan.
And hey, I've got Brian Singer here. Brian, how you doing?
Is it just audio or video? Can they see that I'm holding two drinks?
Well, we're at a conference. If you're not holding at least three, you're behind on what you should be doing.
Sorry, the line was so long, I figured ordering two to begin with was a smart move.
It's this weird deal. So I started teaching again last quarter, and I'm teaching again this quarter as well. And they got me watching this 1,000 Journals DVD and book. I have to go to the library and check it out.
The only copy out there.
Well, okay. Just to let you know, I've taught at two different, they have me teaching at a different campus than I did last time, and they have a different library at each campus, same school, but you know, it's community college in Omaha. So there are at least two copies of the book and two copies of the DVD in Omaha alone.
That's tremendous success in distribution from my perspective. I was talking to someone earlier about royalty checks, and there's nothing better than getting a royalty check once a year from Chronicle Books for like $7. So I'm still making money on that.
Well, that's good to know. And then there's a whole project. So I didn't write the syllabus, but it's really well done syllabus. So I got to give credit to Jim for doing that. But then they actually have to keep their own journal. So I think they have them write the thing or they watch the video and look at your book to show people what a journal could be.
Yeah, there are people that are just journal artists, and there are people that like use journals for their own documentation or creative lives. Doing that project made me realize how many different types of people do different things in journals. So it's great for students to say, yeah, you could use it for writing. I use mine for sketching ideas, but some people actually like make art, make every sketch a piece of artwork. So it's probably a great thing for students. Should be a requirement. They should also have to buy the book, though.
Yeah, okay, to be honest, they not only have just, I know of at least one copy, but it's instructor-only checkout. So there might be another one for students, but I could not tell you.
How do I get on that required reading list? Like, you know, when I was in college and you had every class you had, they're like, oh, you need to go to the bookstore and buy these books that are all $60 each. How do I get on that list?
Do not ask me that. But now, hey, congratulations on what, quitting your job and doing nothing now.
It's been awesome. I ain't got no job. I ain't got shit to do. It's been a little over a year since I left, and I'm still in my studio more than 40 hours a week just making stuff.
Yeah, I mean, your stuff's always, what are you most proud of right now, or where do people go to follow what you're currently up to?
My website is just www.someguy.is, and yeah, I tend to post a little behind because I make stuff, then I have to photograph it and get it up on the website, but I'm probably most proud of some of the recent cut-up book stuff I've been doing. It's just super laborious, counting paper, sorting it, gluing it. It's hard to describe over the in words. You kind of have to see it.
All right, well, we'll catch up with you later. Someguy.is. And we'll keep following you. Thanks, Brian.
All right, thank you.
This would not be a design event in 2017 if there was not a Draplin pop-up booth in the thing itself.
We're here again. The bubble has not burst yet. They're allowing us in the building, and they've allowed us to truck a mountain of merch back here. And, you know, 150 items, different pieces of merch, and 10 by 10. Next year, we're going 10 by 10. We're going to go a little bigger, going 10 by 10 by 40 high.
Whoa!
So, you know, the most concentrated booth of bullshit and thick lines and whatever else, you know, here at the AIGA deal. So
now you you've been taking this on the road. I hear you're even going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska in November, like in a month, maybe.
Push back until January ish, but Omaha is a go. So you are
Omaha's a go.
Guest of honor, man. We'll get you if you want to come hang out.
Omaha, Nebraska. You're coming to visit us. Oh, we look forward to this.
It's a go. The last one was one of my records. That was 280 people or whatever the hell that was. So if 100 come, I'll be happy. You know.
Well, I mean, January, it could be 8 foot of snow, so...
We'll see. But that's Lincoln. That's Lincoln. Nebraska's just... Or Omaha is just, yeah, about 3.5 weeks here.
Oh, geez.
So
okay.
All the mechanism will start soon when we start talking about it and once they get all their links ready, but it's been confirmed, so...
All right, we look forward to seeing you. Have a great booth here. It always looks fantastic. I'll be sure to pick up a pin before I leave.
Nice to see you, Diamond. Thank you.
And we're back here at the Nina Paper booth, and I run into Justin Ahrens and Christine Taylor. How are you two?
Oh, we are so good. Is this the Reflex Blue podcast?
Oh, you know all about it. Christine, how are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you, Donovan?
This is like 1/7 of the AIG National Board, or 1/8, or I don't know what. How many people are on?
It's probably the best part of the AIG board. Is that
fair to say? We've absorbed all of their energy and all of their thoughts and memories, and now we are the only two board members.
Yep, that's it. Us two and Julie.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah. They've given us permission. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
To be everyone.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. I drove in. I was actually just driving around, and I took a wrong turn in Albuquerque, and I ended up here.
And then here you are.
Yeah.
So how has your day been?
Albuquerque's not on the way.
Who knows how I was driving? I'm a madman. I'm a madman on the road. No, it's good. I got in this afternoon, so this is the first part of the thing I've seen. And it's been good. Now, you guys were here for the ION Design Conference. That was yesterday, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're here for our national board retreat.
Yeah.
And then we weren't able to see I, but I heard it was awesome.
I heard it was incredible.
Yeah. Great lineup. Everyone I've talked to said it was one of their favorite parts of being here so far.
I expect it to go on and be bigger next year, for sure.
Okay. Well, and now that you guys are on the board, I mean, Justin... This is great that we're closing down the last conference ever, I'm sure. And AIGA is basically over. It had a good 100 and some year run.
Yeah.
But it's been nice while it lasted. No, but what's the next big push for right now? That you guys, anything new in the pipeline for AIGA that we should let our listeners know about?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing and the challenge that we have is that AIGA, probably more than ever in its history, is doing some just incredible work and have some amazing programs, whether you're in the Design for Good area with diversity, inclusion, and Women's Lead and Design for Democracy, or if you are running a firm with all the things that we're doing, all the tools you have to run your business. And then just like the archives, the history, and all that sort of thing, there's just so much great material and information that's coming up that we're going to highlight in a whole new way. It's pretty exciting to be a member of AIGA right now.
All right, well, check it out on AIGA.org.
All right, thank you.
And we're going to wrap up our day one recap of the AIGA National Conference 2017 with Bill Moran from Hamilton Woodtype. Bill, how are you doing?
Couldn't be better, Donovan. How are you doing?
You are sharing the back wall with Nina here, and then you've got Studio on Fire right next to you. So it's like a letterpress dream right here. I mean, and this is the biggest letterpress machine I've seen at a conference. Normally, you guys bring these little ones that can maybe print like a business card, but this thing, I mean, this thing weighs...
Full on poster press. It's a dreamy Vandercook 219 with an adjustable bed, which means you can sleep on it. Not really, I'm just kidding.
And it's got to weigh at least...
2,400 pounds.
Okay, yeah, that's you guys didn't mess around this year.
No. Ben, owner of Studio on Fire, ordered up a special metal caster sled to bring the thing in here, and it worked like a charm.
What are you guys doing here? What are you guys promoting at the conference? And by the way, I did check out the Hamilton Woodtype Museum in August. Fantastic. For those of you guys that are near Two Rivers, Wisconsin, go check it out.
We've been having a blast, and I'm glad you finally got to see it. It's an amazing place. So we're partnering tonight with Studio on Fire to do a shared letterpress space. Far side of the booth has new designs, original designs printed by Studio on Fire. And then on this side of the booth, we've got recently printed posters, but of vintage designs. So we've got blocks that are 140, 150 years old. We've got beautiful old type, a lot of nice broken type imagery, and a whole array of beautiful letterpress love to enjoy.
Now this Reefer Madness poster, this thing's huge. What is what is that like?
So that is, let's see, 26 by 40. It's a beautiful original from the original blocks in 1939. And when the film came out, it was called The Burning Question. And then that was 1939. And then when they re-released it in the 50s, they renamed the film Reefer Madness. So I'm not sure why. Maybe it just got to the point a little bit more quickly.
It's a much cooler name.
It is. I have to agree. So The Devil Will Carry You Away, depending on how much reefer you smoke. So what I like is it will cause insanity, vice, degradation, sin, and sex orgies. Now, I'm not sure how many other kinds of orgies there are, but sex orgies, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they spelled that out for us.
And from what I remember at the Hamilton Woodtime Museum, that the word sex orgies is on, what, 90, 93% of everything you guys print?
Depends on the week. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes it's just degradation, because we do a lot of degradation also.
Yeah, degradation was on a lot of pieces I saw up there.
Well, you got to be good at something, right?
Yes, you do. Bill, where's Jim, by the way?
I don't know. No, actually, he's holding down the fort in Two Rivers. And I got nominated to come and sling posters here in the Twin Cities.
Are you guys doing a workshop like you did last year, or the last time it was here 4 years ago?
Nope, but I'm going to have the pleasure of introducing the Pressing On film tonight. It's an amazing 90-minute documentary about the letterpress printing and the relationships between the old-school printers and the new-school printers.
No, it's great that this tradition just keeps carrying on, and I love to see this 2,400-pound press here. Bill, thanks again for your time, and we'll catch up with you later in the conference.
Donovan, it's always great to see you. Thanks for coming by.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.